Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Jaffrey v. Redmond, which was decided in the Supreme Court of the United States in 1996. The question before the court was, does psychotherapist-patient privilege exist in federal courts? Facts of the case. On June 27, 1991, Mary Lou Redmond was the first police officer to respond to a call for a fight in progress at an apartment complex. Two women, who were Mr. Allen's sisters, ran towards a patrol car and shouted that there had been a stabbing. Several men then ran out, one of whom was waving a pipe. The men ignored Officer Redmond's directive to get on the ground, and she drew her service weapon. Two more men then exited the apartment building. One man, Mr. Allen, was chasing the other. According to Officer Redmond, Mr. Allen was chasing the other person with a butcher's knife and disregarded her directive to drop the knife. Officer Redmond shot Mr. Allen when she believed that he was about to stab the other person. Mr. Allen died on scene. Ms. Jaffe, who was the executor of Mr. Allen's estate, filed a case for excessive use of force by Officer Redmond. At trial, several of Mr. Allen's family members testified and stated that Officer Redmond drew her service weapon before exiting the car and that Mr. Allen was not armed when he exited the apartment building. During pretrial discovery, it was found that Officer Redmond had about 50 counseling sessions with social worker Karen Beyer. The petitioner tried to obtain access to social worker Beyer's notes for use in cross-examination of Officer Redmond, but the defense, quote, asserted that the contents of conversation between Beyer and Redmond were protected against involuntary disclosure by a psychotherapist-patient privilege. The trial court rejected this argument, but despite that, Officer Redmond and the social worker did not comply with the order to disclose the notes. On the deposition or on the stand, both refused to answer certain questions or stated that they were not able to remember certain details. The trial judge advised the jury that there was no legal justification for their refusal to turn over the notes, and the jury could, quote, therefore presume that the contents of the notes would have been unfavorable. The jury ruled in favor of the petitioner, Ms. Jaffe. The Court of Appeals reversed and remanded. They concluded that Rule 501 of the Federal Rules of Evidence compelled recognition of psychotherapist privilege. The holding. Quote, the touchstones for acceptance of a privilege under Rule 501 of the Federal Rules of Evidence compelled recognition of a psychotherapist-patient privilege. This applies to psychiatrists, psychologists, and licensed social workers in the course of psychotherapy. Reasoning. Rule 501 of the Federal Rules of Evidence is as follows. Except as otherwise required by the Constitution of the United States or provided by an act of Congress or in rules prescribed by the Supreme Court pursuant to statutory authority, the privilege of a witness, person, government, state, or political subdivision thereof shall be governed by the principles of the common law as they may be interpreted by the courts of the United States in the light of reason and experience. However, in civil actions and proceedings with respect to an element of a claim or defense as to which state law supplies the rule of decision, the privilege of a witness, person, government, state, or political subdivision thereof shall be determined in accordance with state law. The court stated that Rule 501 of the Federal Rules of Evidence gave them the liberty to interpret and develop privilege. They discussed how there is significant support for psychotherapist privilege and that there would be little evidentiary benefit from denying the privilege in this case. The Supreme Court discussed how some form of privilege had been enacted in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. As such, federal privilege was extended to psychiatrists, psychologists, and social workers. The court noted that social workers often work with patients who cannot afford a psychiatrist or psychologist. In sum, Jaffrey v. Redmond, which was decided in the Supreme Court in 1996, held that there was a psychotherapist-patient privilege, and this privilege extended to social workers when they conducted psychotherapy. This case established federal privilege.